I always have a bad hair day.
You don't pay much attention to your hair.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't know why. I guess I just don't care. I mean, I comb it, you know, if I'm going out to something fancy.
Mm-hmm.
But I like...
Looks good on a haircut day.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. But my hair gets... my hair's thin, so if I sit down on a chair, if I lay down on the couch, I get hair head immediately, so...
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really care. Although during the course of the day, I do go into the men's room, and after I pee, I wash my hands, and then I take water, and I splash it on my face, and like, I don't know. I'm not greasing my hair back because it's water, but, you know, I push my hair back
mm-hmm.
like a greaser.
Right. Tough guy.
And then I get the towel, and I dry my hands, but I don't dry my face. I moisturize. I'm moisturizing.
Mm, look at you.
And then I use the towel to let myself out of the bathroom and drop it in the garbage can.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Standard practice for good opening that
so
door.
So that's sort of like taking care of my hair.
Mm. Yeah.
But when you wear headphones all day, you have headphone hair, and you know.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, Brennan's going to start wearing the stethoscope headphones.
Oh yeah.
Or the
So earbuds in-ear, probably, yeah.
The in-ear stuff.
Yeah.
Like Garth Brooks.
Uh-huh. I don't want to mess with
Can
this.
I get a little bit more me? How's the hair? When I worked in L.A. at KKDJ, Chris Eric Stevens, who was a DJ on WLS.
He was, yeah.
Came out there, and this was probably 73. And he was a real jive ass, man. He had like a sweet, knick shirt on with kind of a leisure suit, like a matching. A leisure suit would be like a jacket that matched your pants, right?
Sure, yeah.
And with the cuffs rolled up on the jacket.
Yeah, and it's, you know, buttons all the way up like a shirt and maybe even some epaulettes. If you were a fancy dude.
Well, he had like he had it open, and then he'd have like a Roland or a Nick shirt underneath.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of jewelry. Eric Stevens. And his hair was really done up nice. And he wore headphones that looked like a stethoscope.
Ah.
So he wouldn't mess up his hair.
Wow.
I said, what's with the headphones, man? I don't want to mess up my hair, babe. That's what he said. He called me babe.
Babe.
Hey, babe. Don't want to mess up my hair, babe. I said, all right. Chris Eric Stevens, KKDJ, Cher, Gypsies, Traps, and Thieves.
Blink, blink, blink.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show.
My mama used to dance on the butter.
So, yeah, that'll be the day when Brendan comes in with none. Of course, if you're rocking pomade, it's going to take.
It takes an act of God to change it.
Yeah, it's got a Mount Rushmore feel to it.
Oh, yeah, it's permanent.
It's you're locked and loaded.
Mm.
Yeah. You don't have to think about bacon or sausage for 10 minutes. Really, if you're back here, you live here, or you're a burglar.
Lucky us.
Take your time.
What a great guy.
Do you oil him up?
And Brendan, I'd like you to be the girlfriend.
Okay.
Chicks dig guys that don't want to grow.
I know you're just fucking with me.
Why should I play this game of Britain?
I won't go schizo, will I?
It's Norwegian Tony.
Attaboy. It's some circle of hell.
I bet they don't do fun or wild.
Way to learn your lesson.
Made out of ocean.
Thanks a lot. I sound languid.
It's cool.
I'm stimulated. Don't worry. Hi, this is Ty.
Nailed it.
I took the time to bottom out.
Sandy Crack.
It's been a while since I've seen you shirtless.
Hello there.
Hallelujah.
Shows you what we can do if we put our minds to it.
Who's up for it?
I guess we are. Dogcast. Steve and Dog and Brendan.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
How are you feeling? Now, tell us the progress you're making.
Well, Daddy's still at home today,
mm-hmm.
but he feels good.
Excellent. It sounds as if you do.
He feels the Z-Pack, the erythromycin Z-Pack is working.
Good.
And I haven't even taken my anti-nausea medicine today, so mm-hmm.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, yeah. And I just snapped my head right there to look over and see if it was down here, and I didn't get dizzy.
Hey, so. You're fighting your way back, bro.
Yeah, I feel pretty, I feel okay.
Good,
so,
good, good.
But just on the off chance that I might not feel better later, I thought I'd stay home.
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. We work pretty well under these circumstances, I think.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Even Peter Boldry.
We prefer it if you're not here.
Peter Boldry gave it a couple weeks ago when you were broadcasting from home, and he's like,
isn't it great when he's not here?
I feel better.
He said he was driving.
Not making fun of my wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. He said he was driving around in his car the way radio, he said, which is a good way to listen to it, to get the full effect of radio. And he's like, I didn't even know that Steve wasn't in the studio.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of amazing what you can do these days.
Come a long way, man.
Yeah, well. Yeah, it has. The sponsors of the show are as follows. Stand by.
Stand by.
David Hochberg, of course. Mm-hmm. Pearl Mortgage, 312-751-1333, pearldavid.com, perldavid.com. Don't forget, he's got a radio show. If you want to have your mind blown by some psychedelic mortgage talk. Saturday is from 10 to noon, rather, on WLSAM 890. Keith Sklar, 847-352-9221. Samantha Sklar. I can't give out her number.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. Chicago, Oak Brook, Schaumburg, Oyster Bay, 1962 North Halstead. Go there this weekend. Take a picture of your bitchin' food and tweet it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And get the free coconut cake for mentioning the podcast. Ooh. Get the free Spumoni Sunday at Il Porcellino, 59 West Hubbard. Two fantastic Let Us Entertain You restaurants. Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong in a Let Us Entertain You restaurant.
No, you can't.
That's their thing.
Yep.
You can't go
we
wrong.
We were marveling that. We were at a Let Us Entertainment restaurant over the weekend, and it's just so consistent all the time.
Which one did you go to?
We went up to the Big Bowl in Lincolnshire.
Sure. You mean the Ron Lewis Big Bowl?
Yes.
I like to call it?
Yeah. We were like three tables away.
I'm basing myself out of the Big Bowl in Lincolnshire.
We were three tables away from the Ron Lewis table, which was permanently closed off, velvet roped.
Is it Lincolnshire? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lincolnshire. That's where my worldwide headquarters are.
Uh-huh. I know.
Did you see the building shaped like me?
No.
No, it's a building shaped like me.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's just square. Silver and square.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The show is also brought to us by Greg Helfer Private Jewelers. You can email Michael over there at greghelfer.com. And the email of the day is from Doc Newcomb, who is sending us email from beyond the grave. Because doesn't that sound like somebody on Gunsmoke?
Yeah.
So, old Doc Newcomb sent me one of these newfangled emails. It's carved in wood.
Stuffed inside a bottle.
Hi, Steve. Doc always does a great job with the opening segment each month. But this month is Brendan saying, how do I play this game of Britain?
Uh-huh.
When he quotes the Dear Evan Hansen song, Requiem.
Yeah.
You, of course, know that she's singing, and that would be... I do know that, and that...
Dreyfus?
Laura Dreyfus, yeah. She is singing, how do I play this game of pretend?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But you are singing Britain, I noticed when we played it.
Yeah. Yes.
How do I play this game of Britain?
There was some great jiving and joshing after the fact when I was getting that clip.
Uh-huh. Give him credit, I guess, for knowing of the song. Well, it's been shoved down his eustachian tubes for the last 8 months.
Yeah. We were recasting that play, I believe, that musical, here in the studio. And that was the role that Brendan was going to play.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkofistan.